If we write books with a deep sense of responsibility, believing that the book is written for our future selves to read in the next life, then perhaps there would be fewer falsehoods in the world. And if the knowledge created within human civilization was such that its creator could honestly answer why it was conceived, then the culture shaped by this knowledge would not lead humanity astray. This quote might be a bit lengthy, but it came about while I was reflecting. I was searching for the why behind my own actions, which became the starting point for writing my book. We are Buddhists, but if we don't aspire for nirvana, how should we navigate our lives without going astray? Thanks to the 10th Gallama Sutta left by the Buddha, which states, "Do not believe, even if I myself said it," according to the Dharma transmission of Fra Dharma Kosakarya or Buddhadasa Bhikkhu. How do we build our knowledge if we don't aim for nirvana? The aforementioned knowledge quote is from my own creation. This message was conceived from the decision to write a book for myself in this and future lives nearly 20 years ago. Given my current perspective that in this lifetime, I have no desire to teach anyone anymore, all I can do is write. I write books and leave them for my future self to read in the next life, but this act also serves as a form of merit for others. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this truth. Since this printing is done after the loss of my dearest and eternal love, my beloved wife, who was my undying love, I would like to include an article that my loving wife wrote more than 20 years ago before her passing, when she was still a child. I want to publish the article. If tomorrow was the last day, how would you live today? In this edition and in future ones, as a merit towards the path of life that my wife and I have chosen. Chapter 13, question number 2. A question directed to the thinking head. Currently thinking, my heart horsey hasn't finished writing yet. My head hawkid is still not working. I will go back to work first. Uncle my JD. Chapter 14, life's question number 1. A question at the heart. Horsey, we have reached chapter 14. And after our journey through 13 chapters, it may start to allow us to see ourselves more clearly, better. Normally, as we age, if we have never looked at ourselves before, it becomes difficult to see. It's like the older we get, the more we accumulate ourselves growing, which makes it hard to know ourselves. This leads us to become inconsiderate of ourselves. A question that can help us benefit in the first part of life, the part of happiness that has love as its cause, is a question that has worked for me. It's also a question that people talk about often and hear frequently. That question is, if tomorrow is the last day, how would you live today? This question is a strange one that requires thought but can't be answered. It must be rusuk and the heart must be used to answer. Uncle then said, it's a question for the heart. Where is the happiness of life? Where is our love? The answer to this question will become clear. I won't tell you first what the answer to this question is, it's up to you, but I will give you an observation I have found. The observation I have is that this question will become clearer when we realize that our life's capital is diminishing. You don't have to be very old. When something happens that makes us realize that we could die at any time, if we realize that when the sun sets, it means that another day of life is gone, it shows that we are becoming not careless about life. When posing this question, the first answer that we get, if we have not yet become aware of our life, the value of life, the profit of life, the answer we get is still far from sing the rusuk. Mostly, it's an answer that comes from knowledge or it comes from thought, but it's not a desire that comes from the heart. Let us ask repeatedly, ask playfully, and one day the answer will start to come closer. At the beginning of posing this question, we may feel it's nonsense, but it really has a positive effect. Be patient, keep asking, thinking, and see what benefits it brings. If we don't practice asking questions from a young age, sometimes, when we have little time left in our lives, we might still not be able to answer this question. This question will help us become more familiar with our thoughts and sing the rusuk, allowing us to distinguish between them more clearly. The answer will lead to living life for what we love, for the people we love, for the meaning of our lives. If it's love for a person, it must be pure love, as mentioned. We want to spend the capital of our life with the cause of happiness that we have found as much as possible. Once we start feeling that the answer comes from the heart, the first few days, it's not necessarily that life will be like that. Let's remember slowly that the answer we've got. What kind of life do we want it to be? Every day of our journey through life that passes will have a goal, so we can make every remaining day as if it were the last day of life, as soon as possible. Whoever succeeds quickly the rest of life will have the days of our freedom, the days to be with our hearts more. If we don't carelessly act early, our lives will have more left. Done one day faster, get one more life profit. Consider this. What does this question make us see? Many people, after asking questions and receiving answers, start to practice and may feel that it's impossible. Life is chaotic, more than what we feel we want. Think of the equation of mindfulness. If the value is high enough, we have the effort. And also remember that everyone is different for sure. But what we are proceeding, what we are talking about, the life we want it to be, is to make our lives not run around aimlessly without a path ever again. If we can start to do just this, organize ourselves, use our own kyles to guide our lives, we can do it easier and we do not become victims of a system, of a current, that makes us slaves to our kyles. The kyles that we have, we can use as a guide to lead us towards a life with fewer snares. We won't become slaves to the kyles that tries to create more traps for us without our awareness. Keep striving. Find the answer to the last day we want to live, the most valuable one for our hearts to find. Draw a clear picture of the answer to the question, then try to do it more and more every day. The question in our hearts will lead us to the cause of our life's happiness. Some human happiness that can be felt in our ordinary world will then emerge. May all of us be lucky. Uncle My JD, if you know whereabouts of your heart, you will find the cause of happiness within your existence. In an era flooded with vast volumes of information, it's more crucial than ever to possess the ability to discern truth from fiction. As streams of data surge around us like tumultuous waves in an endless sea, a lone individual amidst a deluge of scattered information is attempting to find their way. The ability to navigate these waters becomes paramount. Without the vital skill to separate genuine information from falsehoods, our life's trajectory can be severely affected. As beautifully articulated in the truth quote from the book, Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser on page 204. In an era overloaded with information and a plethora of news, if we cannot revive such a skill, how are we to distinguish what is true from what is false? Reviving the human skill of creating knowledge is paramount for people to maintain the essence of life. This allows us to independently discover what is true or false. It is imperative not to be dismissive. Don't let your subconscious mind cast aside this crucial knowledge before your very essence rejects the reality of our current predicament. Don't let your subconscious mind dismiss this vital information before your mind and soul reject the existence of this situation. Let us not forsake the opportunity to seek solutions to this pressing issue. Read Before the Meaning of Your Life is Lesser.